Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Magnificent Monday, and I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council. Today, we're going to talk about when it's not okay to go backwards. I know, most of the time, I'm always about going forward, talking in the affirmative, and this is some form of affirmation for you and your success. However, hey, things happen in business, in life, and there are times when we have to take a step back. But there are times when we don't have to take a step back. In other words, things that happened didn't necessarily have to happen. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, I promise you, as always, I do my best to never, ever leave you feeling bad or guilty about anything that you've done. And today is no different differently. Because at the end of today's show, or before the end, I am going to give you some tips as to what you can do about it, even if you've gone backwards and it didn't have to happen. I mean, we have a tendency to beat ourselves up, right? About things. Things that, hey, life happens. When we know better, we sometimes do better. You know, people say, well, when we know better, we do better. I think when you know something and you hear that still small voice telling you, this is not the right way to go. This is not the right thing to do. And you hear that, but yet you persist in bulldozing a trail and going your way and it doesn't work out. Well, you know what? You knew what to do, but you still did the other thing anyway. And that's not about making you feel guilty, because it's about really giving you some insight so that you can take a look at where you're headed, what you're doing, and how you're going to get there. But before we really go any further, I have to say, my workshop, the Mid-Year Goal Achievement Checkup Workshop, was awesome. Normally when I do my workshops, I mean, most of them are interactive unless another organization or someone brings me in and they want me to talk about things and just share information. But most of the time they're interactive. And even then I try and make it a little bit interactive because, I mean, who wants to just sit and listen to a person talk all day, right? But I have to admit, the workshop was so awesome. I saw people getting results. I saw people getting brainstorming and ideas popping up, sparking new thoughts and solutions to their challenges and getting back on track so that they can achieve their goals. So that's really exciting for me, you guys. I want to help people achieve their goals. That's my purpose. My goal is to help you achieve yours. So it was really a lot of fun. And because it was so effective, so successful, we are going to do it again. So stay tuned. We've set some dates in September and you'll receive more information coming up shortly. The dates have already been set. They've already been reserved. And guess what? Once again, it's going to be absolutely free. So stay tuned for more on strategizing for your business success, strategizing just for your life success, period. So it's going to be great. Okay, now let's get back to where talking about our boo-boos that we didn't intend to boo-boo. The mistakes that we made that we did not intend to make, or that we made without really paying attention to the mistakes that we were making, even though we received some warnings and all of the above. As I said, this is not designed to make you feel guilty, to make you feel badly about what's going on in your life or, you know, where you are right now in your life. But it is designed to help you or to inspire you to take a moment to be still and reflect on the direction that you chose to go in that did not work for you. And it will then, you'll be able to see the new direction, the direction that you should go in, and the direction that will work better for the goals that you set. So that's the exciting part. Because when it comes to designing your life and living that ultimate life, you guys, living your ultimate life, it involves you going through some things that perhaps you don't want to go through to get there. And it involves you also bouncing back from some challenges and mistakes that happened that didn't have to happen. Keep in mind that every single mistake, it depends on how you look at it. If you look at it the right way, within every single mistake or perceived mistake, there are lessons to be learned that will help you get to where it is you want to be. How exciting is that? So let's see here. So when is it not okay to go backwards? here is kind of my first bit of insight. It's not okay to go backwards when you rebelliously didn't listen to good advice. There are times when we must make our own decisions. We have to make the final say-so over our lives and the direction we want our lives to go in. However, there are times because you haven't been there, done that, and you are there and going through it. There are times when we seek what Proverbs in the Bible calls wise counsel. So we seek wise counsel. And when you seek wise counsel, and wise counsel would be someone that you've talked to who has been there, done that, and they can give you some insight. They can give you some insight on the experiences they've had that didn't work out. They can give you insight on the experiences that they had that did work out. Either way, you're going to learn a lesson or learn something from both sides of that coin. However, if you get all of this information and then you, instead of kind of listening to it and digesting it and deciding how it fits into where you're headed, you just toss it to the side. You don't even give it any thought, because why? We use certain things. I'm a man. That's one. And because a man is male, that does not mean that you have the wisdom that you need all the time to get to where it is you want to be. We learn from one another, whether we're male or female. The other one is, I'm a grown-up. So that applies to both male and female. Well, I'm a grown-up. Or the other one, this is my business and I know what I'm doing and I know where I'm going. And then you think you know where you're going and you end up, well, having to go backwards or take several steps back. Now, there's nothing wrong with having to take several steps back. I have to admit, you know, that's happened to me more than once throughout my business career, throughout my life, where I've made decisions that were exactly, truly counterproductive to my own success. And I have to admit that I was warned and I didn't listen. So this is how I could talk about this stuff. Wow. Oh, that stung a bit. Okay, not really. I've gotten over it. So the point that I'm making is that when you rebelliously don't listen to good advice, when you seek wise counsel and you don't heed that, and as I said, you don't have to do everything someone else says, but understand or be wise enough to recognize when you are getting advice that will help you to get to where it is you want to be, and instead of taking the long way around or going down a road that is going to cause you to, well, crash and burn, for lack of a better description. So that's pretty visual, isn't it? Yeah, I like it. Let's go with that. So when you don't listen, or when you rebelliously don't listen to good advice, here's another one. When you refuse to do what it takes to win. Sometimes we know exactly what to do. We know exactly what we need. We know exactly which direction. And we are not in the dark. We're not confused about how to make something happen, how to achieve a goal, how to get what we want. But on some level, because either we don't feel like we deserve it, we feel guilty for whatever reason, or whatever the case is, we refuse to win. We refuse to step out and do what it takes. We procrastinate. We do everything else. It's kind of like wanting to pass from one grade to the next, but you didn't do your homework. And so you got like all F's. Okay, maybe a few D's. All right, I can be a little soft. All right, you got some D's. You got lots of F's. And that's just flat out failure as far as school is concerned. So the point I'm making is that so you don't get to go to the next grade because you deliberately didn't do what you were supposed to do when you were supposed to do it. So that's when it's not okay to go backwards. Okay, granted, not to make you feel guilty, not to make you feel probably worse than you might feel if you've done that, or you may be feeling now because you're going through that. That's not what this is about. As I said, this is about you recognizing what's taking place in your life so that you can so that you can really take some time and go deep within, you know, introspective. Go within and think about your life. Think about the decisions that you're making. Think about actually even the decisions that you're not making, because you're either afraid that if you make a decision, it won't work out. And so you tune it out, stick your head in the sand, procrastinate. And these are all actions that will send you in a direction that you don't want to go. So you want to think about all of that. So when you refuse to do what it takes to win, and you have to go backwards and take a step back, that's not okay. Now, here is the third bit of insight that you want to consider. When is it not okay for you to go backwards? When you're bringing others down with you. If you have a family and you did it your way, you did only what works for you, then that played out the way it did because you did not consider the other people in your life. You were a little bit, the behavior was a little bit irresponsible. Okay, a lot irresponsible. I was trying to soften that blow. But you know what? When it's time for you to go forward, because understand this, every single one of you are winners. You have what it takes to win. Whatever level of winning you're supposed to win on, whatever the goal is that you have in your mind that you're excited about, that goal is for you. As long as it's not hurting someone else, that goal is for you. So you have what it takes. So yeah, I have to share these with you. And even if it stings a little bit, hey, so be it. Stings heal. Okay, over time, but they do heal. So the object of the game is to kind of rip that Band-Aid off and put a fresh one on and get going so you can heal. So when you bring others down with you, that's not okay. Because not only are you going backwards at that point, but you're taking them back backwards too. Going backwards is not a good thing if you're doing it deliberately. And you say, well, I didn't mean to do it. Well, understand this. You have to be very honest with yourself. If you were going backwards because you didn't do what you were supposed to do when you were supposed to do it, and you knew you were supposed to do it, yeah, you kind of meant to do what you did. I'm just saying, once again, not to beat you up, but sometimes we just have to be very open and honest about these things so we can face ourselves, because this is, you know, this is where growth takes place. The minute you can face what went wrong, so to speak, the direction that you went in and why you went in that direction, and you can face that truth within you, it's going to empower you to become better once you make the decision to become better. So, okay. All right, so you did these things and now it's not a nice thing. You're not feeling good about it. So what can you do about all of this? You've gone backwards. It's happened. Once again, some people go backwards. It's okay to take a step backwards. Sometimes we have to take a step backwards because we made a poor decision, and we made a poor decision out of ignorance. Okay, or we made a poor decision out of excitement. For example, I know of a person, a guy who rented a big office, huge office, and the business was not even off the ground. He didn't even have a business plan, but he had some money in his pocket. And so he stepped out there, he rented this office, and about 3 to 4 months later, bam, out of business. Okay, not necessarily out of business, but out of that office, because he had some financial challenges when it came to making his payments. So that didn't have to happen. Okay, that was about doing his due diligence, and he knew better. Why? Go back to number one, where I said that when you didn't listen to good advice. So he didn't heed that good advice. He was rebellious in nature, and so, well, he got it. But the other, I know of another person who did the exact same thing, and they didn't even know better. And so in his case, he didn't know better, or he didn't know to ask someone. He thought he had it all under control. So that was kind of a faux pas that didn't have to happen, but he made it honestly. So there's a difference. So back to what can you do about all of this? Here's some things that you can do. Whether you've taken a step back and it didn't have to happen, or whether you've taken a step back and it did have to happen. First of all, let go of the guilt. Life happens. We do things because as human beings, we have egos, and we allow our egos to convince us that, hey, you know, tune that person out and to go our own way and blaze our own trail. And so you want to actually recognize that these things happen. Okay, so let go of whatever guilt that you're feeling. And the other thing, now, I want to say this. If you're bringing someone else down with you, you brought others with you, you're making others take that step backwards with you, and they had not planned to take that step back with you, then you need to apologize with them and really make some concessions. In other words, concessions in the sense that, hey, you know, I did goof up. I made a poor decision. You know, I failed at this and I didn't listen to anything that you had to say or anyone else. But here's what I'm going to do from now on. Okay, so go and apologize, but you need to kind of put your humility on display. Humility is not about being weak. Humility is about having that understanding that, yes, I did something I shouldn't have done, but now I'm prepared to learn the right way. I'm prepared to turn the corner or go in a different direction so that everybody can win. And so that's what humility is all about. So the other thing that you can do is kind of have a plan. So you want to regroup, make a commitment to yourself that, listen, this happened, let it go. I can't think of anybody who hasn't made a mistake. I can't think of anybody who hasn't done the wrong thing that they shouldn't have done, didn't intend to do, or sometimes intentionally did and then regret it later. I can't think of people, there are lots of people that fall into these categories, okay? Or at least everybody falls in at least one of these categories. So regroup, meaning, you know, deciding on a bigger, better plan. And if you don't know what a bigger, better plan is for you, then that's where you do seek wise counsel. You do seek help. You do seek information. And you have enough humility to keep an open mind, listen, learn. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a puppet, but you listen, learn, and then you make a decision based on what you know and based on the new information that has come in. So, you know, think about it like that. So it's not that you have to give up your rights or anything or walk into someone else's shadow. So that's the thing, but regroup and get you a better plan, a bigger, better plan. And when we talk about guilt, and I mentioned that, let go of the guilt, and you need to let go of anything else that will kind of put you back in that mental and emotional space. Let go of constantly talking about what you shouldn't have done. And I shouldn't have done this, or this is what I should have done. And nobody wants to hear all of that. And as a matter of fact, it's counterproductive to you and where you really want to go. So let go of that also. The final thing is act. Okay. Take some action. Once you have the bigger, better plan and you've kind of cleared the path, a new path, by apologizing, letting go of the past, and you've got your new plan, you're super excited, you know that you can make it work this time, and you're going to give it your all. And so do just that. Give it your all. And don't even consider what's happened in the past. So with that being said, you guys, that's really all I have for you today. But understand this, that there are times when it's not okay to go backwards. But when I say it's not okay, it means that you want to pay more attention to your life. You want to pay more attention to where you're headed. And don't blame anybody else for how you got there. If you're not where you want to be, take full responsibility for where you are and then pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And like I said, you know, let go of any guilt or anything else that doesn't serve where you're headed. Apologize to anyone you need to apologize to. Regroup and get your bigger, better plan and take action. That's what we call doing life with power. Enjoy this magnificent Monday.